Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, the latest Bears news is the addition of the fifth quarterback to their roster, Connor Shaw, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, who came out of South Carolina in college. And this was sort of a crafty move by Ryan Pace, where a clerical error by the New Orleans Saints ended up having them email the rest of the league to tell them that the Saints were putting in a claim for Shaw, and so Ryan Pace saw that, took advantage, and put his team's claim in for Shaw, who the Bears happened to be higher in the waiver wire order, and so they got the quarterback before the Saints did, and now the Bears have Shaw on their roster. And Shaw has some familiarity with both Dowell Loggins and Alshon Jeffrey from his time in Cleveland and South Carolina, respectively. But before we get into him, let's talk about the craftiness of Ryan Pace here, getting this quarterback before the Saints could. What does this speak about this young general manager taking advantage of other teams' mistakes like this?
Well, the first question, Lauren, you got to ask is whether or not they weren't going to already do this, because, I mean, sometimes things get misconstrued, but apparently, you know, there's a lot of insiders reporting the reply all and how this plays itself out from there to Connor Shaw's career going forward will be interesting, because it's a great story. But that being said, I think Ryan Pace showcasing the importance not only of the quarterback position, but to get competition and make it a all-out brawl to come into Chicago and be ready to back up Jay Cutler. And I just think we look at this position and the history of it and how it's played itself out here in Chicago, and I don't think it's an accident by any means that you get a talented young football player who's a winner with familiarity with Dowell Loggins' offense and bring him into the competition and into the quarterback's room. He has an advanced understanding of what Loggins looks for in a quarterback, and this is a win by Ryan Pace doing a smart thing, getting a winner and an athlete and a guy that, you know, I just refer to him as a street balling quarterback, because he's tough, he plays the game hard nose, he's a winner. I think he was 27-5 at South Carolina as a starting quarterback, Lauren, and I think Ryan Pace gets an A-plus here for swooping in, getting a guy with familiarity with your offensive coordinator as it's going to be put in, and get him into camp. What do you have to lose?
And so for those who aren't familiar, Shaw did spend 1 year at South Carolina with Alshon Jeffrey there back in 2012, which was Shaw's first season as a starter. Then Shaw goes undrafted in the 2014 draft and gets picked up by the Cleveland Browns, who had Dowell Loggins as their quarterback's coach. Then that same year as a rookie, the Browns quarterback situation with Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel was certainly not an envious one, and both Manziel and Hoyer got hurt, and Shaw was called up from the practice squad and then put in as the starter in the season finale against the Ravens. So he has a start under his belt in Dowell Loggins' offense, and he has that familiarity with Alshon Jeffrey from their time at South Carolina. So Phil, there's five quarterbacks on this roster. Two of them have experience with Dowell Loggins, with Brian Hoyer also on the team, and then you've got young David Fales and Daylon Williams, who are both encouraging young players who don't have a lot of career production under their belt. So where do you think Shaw fits into this competition right now? I mean, does he have a chance to make the final 53, or is he pretty far behind guys like David Fales and Brian Hoyer right now?
Competition, to me, is the impetus of what it is that you need to be successful. And I think at this position, especially in the NFL today, where there's no minor league system or league to help quarterback play in the NFL, I think Shaw coming in here is going to have a leg up on the young quarterback from Dartmouth that we talked about earlier with Emery Hunt. Just by knowing the system and the cadence and the play calling and how you're going to handle yourself as a pro. So let's not forget, Lauren, he's entering his third year in the NFL, so he has some experience underneath him. I think that helps his case here. And at the worst case, Lauren, you know, here's a guy that could be on, you know, the Saints have interest in him, that you bring into camp, you put him in games, and you see what kind of interest draws up on a player like this. Other teams are looking at their roster, and this, who, you know, they're not reporting how many other teams wanted this football player. And I think that makes this even better for Ryan Pace, is the interest around the league. Put him in the competition. If he shows up and shows well, but you prefer another player, you can shop his services to other teams.
And certainly with five quarterbacks on the roster, four guys competing with the backup spot, they're going to be able to find at least one or two guys that they see as competent young players moving forward to develop behind 33-year-old Jay Cutler.
Well, Lauren, the other thing, and I want to ask you this, you know, David Fales. We don't have many answers on this guy. He's been in the league with the Bears now. He'll be going into his third year. This young football player from Dartmouth, what is he bringing to the table? Does Brian Hoyer now become a question mark? I know Emery Hunt thought that he was a question mark to begin with. Now you have another guy with the Dal Loggins experience and an NFL experience as well. They can go young street baller football player like Connor Shaw, or they can focus in on Hoyer. That's going to be interesting. What do you think?
Well, at the end of the day, Ryan Pace and John Fox are going to have to ask themselves, how much would Brian Hoyer really help you win a game? If Jay Cutler goes down and, you know, you need a quarterback, does Brian Hoyer move the needle that much more than, say, a David Fales, a Connor Shaw, or even a Daylon Williams? I mean, you know, is it worth keeping a 30-year-old backup quarterback at this point, or would you rather keep two younger guys, or even just one, like a David Fales or a Connor Shaw, that maybe they aren't as good as Brian Hoyer is right now, but in a couple of years they could be a very, very good backup quarterback, and you just accept that you might not have slightly as high of a chance of winning with your backup quarterback being Shaw versus Hoyer, but you know that your chances of winning without Jay Cutler in this offense are low anyway, so what difference does it make if it's Brian Hoyer or it's Connor Shaw, when at least someone like Shaw or Fales could develop into something greater down the line?
And it's this question of the ceiling, Lauren. You're exactly right. Do you put time and energy to develop this young talent with an eye on the future in a franchise that was starved for QBs for centuries almost until Cutler got here? And now you get these young players competing and getting a shot at it. And I just wanted to put one other note in there. Dal Loggins apparently called Joel Turner, the agent for Connor Shaw, the day after the Browns had placed him on waivers and said, "You're coming to the Bears." So when your offensive coordinator goes out and isolates and makes sure you know that we're bringing you in, he has something he really knows and likes about this kid. Because listen, if you're a coach, Lauren, and you've had experience with a football player that, you know, this guy isn't going to work for you, you're not putting in a waiver claim. So for him to do that, that's a good little nugget.
It sounds like Loggins is pretty excited about Shaw, and that should be scary for the other quarterbacks in the competition. But certainly only the best will make the final 53-man roster.